on this week's Talking with Topher.
Problem with these outlets, Facebook, TikTok, and everyone, they need to explain to people that that is not the news.
Right.
It's called social media.
And that's what you get for playing God, and that's what you get for playing Mother Earth.
I'm sorry about that, brother. I forgot to set it off.
That's all right. We'll hold it against you later. No, I'm just kidding. And now, let's get into episode 212. What is happening, TWT fans? It is so good to be back on this April 25th, 2024. And it's so good to see so many of you coming back for more. And boy, do I have an episode for everybody out there today. Yes, I am so excited. We're going to get started the way I always do, by saying thank you. Thank you to all of my subscribers. That's right, all 3,000 of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Of course, if you're new to the podcast, maybe you're just stopping by, checking it out, or maybe somebody sent you a link tree. You need to go and hit that subscribe button right there. I don't know where it is. It's right here. It's at the bottom of the screen. It's somewhere. Go and click that. All right. Subscribe today. If you want your opportunity to be on a podcast, T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com. That's talking with Topher at gmail.com. And of course, that gives you the opportunity to tell your story. Maybe there's a story that needs to be heard, or maybe you want to be a guest. So you got to send it over to the official email of the podcast. You can send it audio, video, or type it out, but you got to send it over to T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com. And then, of course, don't forget about the Linktree. The Linktree is where everything TWT is. It's all the socials, all the platforms, it's everything. It makes it that easy to find. So go to the description in the below the video, click on the link tree, go follow, subscribe, and of course, that is a shareable link. So copy it, share it with everybody you know, and help me make the podcast even bigger than you already have already. All right? And just to let everybody know, everything that is talked about in today's podcast, all links will be in the description below the video. So make sure you go there and follow, subscribe, everything Kevin does. And of course, don't forget to give a thumbs up for this video. Always give a thumbs up for my guests. All right. And with that all out of the way, I just want to say that it was so nice to have Kevin back on. He's just such an amazing, amazing ball of energy. He really is. Most positive person I've ever met in my life. Always singing and dancing. And still today, that holds to be true. So instead of me rambling on and on and on and on and on, like I always do, let's get into today's podcast with my guest, Kevin Freeman. Welcome back, Kevin. It is so good to have you back on the podcast, my man. I'm so glad you could finally get in here to sit down and have a conversation. And I guess I just want to start off the way I always do, with you plugging everything that you want to plug right now.
All right. So you guys are well aware of, you know, what I've got going on with the music. If you don't know, I've got my music thing that I'm still doing. I'm still, you know, writing, producing, and making beats and everything, you know, doing that part of the aspect of it. So, you know, like I tell people, if you want to listen to some of my music, go on to Spotify, simply plug in Kevin space Freeman 73. All my stuff on there, all the stuff is written, produced by me, yours truly. You know, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of hip hop. I even got some country songs on there that I'm working, you know, that I've worked on, still working on, you know, I'm still dabbling in the music. Also, at the same time, I've started to do the DJ venture. So basically, I've been DJing, you know, a couple, you know, gigs here and there. Some of them massive, some of them small. So if you got something going on where you need a DJ, you need a hype man, you know, you got a graduation party, you know, birthday party, any of those type of things, weddings, you know, receptions, any of that stuff, I am available. Simply all you have to do is look that to find me on there, you just type in Kevin space Freeman, and then you'll go on to my Facebook MSN page. I haven't started up a webpage yet. I'm working on it, along with 50 other million things that I'm doing. But pretty much you go on there and you look for me on there, and then you'll find me, and then that's how we can make it happen.
Nice. All right. That is absolutely amazing, and it sounds to me like you need a Squarespace or something.
Yeah.
So let's throw out Squarespace right now, because Squarespace makes websites easy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So they got Squarespace, and then I think you should eventually give yourself a link tree, which is actually very easy to set up, because you just set up the link tree, and you just keep everything that you have everywhere. You just copy those links, put it into the link tree, and then you can give people the link tree link, and then it's got all the buttons to everything that you go to, and they just click on it.
Oh, okay.
I find the link tree to be the easiest way for everybody to find, I say it all every week, but you can find everything TWT on the link tree, and you can click it and go into it, and you find all my social, everything is there. And then, of course, when you have a big audience, they can copy that link, and it makes it very easy to share everything that you're doing with everybody that they know, and hopefully they like it as much as they do.
You got all technical on me. You see already my brain's like,
yeah. But the link tree and I think Squarespace would be the two that I would start with. Squarespace seems to be user friendly for your website, and link tree for all of your links.
Oh, okay.
And it just makes it super simple. I'll show you mine after the after we're all done. I'll do that off air.
Good thing is I'm on vacation this week, so I can actually figure all that stuff out.
Oh, see, that's always nice when you can find the time to get it done, right? So with all the music and everything, you did drop an album.
Yes, I did.
Like, what? How long ago was that now?
It was a couple of months ago, and the album was Radiation.
Radiation, okay.
Yeah, that one I managed to, put out a couple of good hot tracks. Actually, I'm working on, in the process down the road, like a month or two, I'm actually working on a video for that track, Radiation.
Radiation, there, nice.
So I'm working on that. I'm just trying to, get that all organized and figured out. But that's going to be the latest video that I'm working on. So it's going to be nice. So that one, it's just going to be real nice. It's the setup and everything that I have planned and figured out. And, the video, I'm going to try to incorporate that, the movie Predator, how the Predator, when it sees you.
Yes.
That basically that type of setup.
Isn't that the infrared?
Yes.
Infrared, right?
It's going to be set up like that. So I'm going to incorporate some of that into it, but it's going to be, it's a project in the making. So,
oh, that's awesome.
At least every year I try to do at least one video from all the tracks that I make, and I kind of pick out the one that's the best one suited. And that one there, everyone seems to like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm good.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So I think all of those things are going to just help make you bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make it easier for everybody to find you and share you. All that stuff is super important. I do have a question real quick, because there has been a lot of things going on in the world today, especially with kids growing up and things like that. And I'm not saying that it's happening at where you work, but you work in a school.
Yes.
And you probably see some things that never used to happen when we were kids.
Now that you brought that up, I forgot. There's a segment that I have, being that I work at the school, I call it the why segment.
Oh, the why segment?
Yes.
Okay.
So like I said, once again, go on my Facebook, type in Kevin Freeman. You will see what I call my why segments. And basically what that segment is, you know, every now and then I get called to take care of something that's just weird and out of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And, at first I would go in there and take care of it, and I'd be like, oh my, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, So what I started doing is, if it's something out of the norm, it's like, why are they doing this? That's where the why segment came in. So if I go in the bathroom and I see something that's like out of the ordinary, it's like, are you serious? I take my phone, go in there, and go on Facebook, and I go, hey, what's up? It's your High Five custodian, Kevin. And I said, we're going to start the segment off today with why. And I go, and I'm like, I go on the camera, my phone. I'm like, all right, you know, something simple like that. There, you know, the vaping.
Yeah,
that's been a thing that's been going on.
Oh,
we got a visitor.
That's fantastic. Keep going.
You know, and I'll go in there and I'll be like, you got to be kidding me. And there'll be vapor cartridges all in there along with a soda can, you know, and I'm like, I don't understand this. So I'll film it and I'll go, you know, kids, I'm like, you know, why is this happening? Why, what's going on? So what I'll do is I'll just take my camera and I'll go from the entrance to the bathroom door all the way to the urinal where they happen to stick the vapor cartridge along with a soda can, along with, you know, a little gift.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I have that same look, too.
I mean, we would need a soda can for our cigarettes, but are they just drinking soda and vaping? And,
yeah.
And what's the present that they leave you?
You know, it's...
Is it a filthy toilet?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
No, that's fine.
So usually I'll go, all right, I go, people, explain to me this. I go, the trash can is right there.
Yep.
It's 12 steps away. So
that's
why
too
would
far.
You just, yeah, I'm starting
that's,
to notice
that's
that.
That's too far, Kevin.
You know, and then I tell people, I go, kids, I go, you know, the vaping that you just don't do it.
Right.
You know, just don't do it. If you're going to be man enough to do it, you know, don't try to stick it in the toilet. In other words, don't create more of a mess than you have to for me or for the plumber that we have that handles all that stuff. Because typically what will happen, all that will get caught up in there. And then I got to call our guy, Tony, and he's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So it's just, you know, I started that why segment. And the parents in the town, believe it or not, they actually look at it.
I believe it.
They look at it, and, you know, because I was DJing a gig, and I was doing a gig for someone who they found out that I was DJing, and they said, hey, can you do a surprise party for my husband's 50th birthday? So all while I was DJing doing that, and the parents were coming up to me, you know, and they're like, you know, we love what you do for the kids, we love everything, especially your why segment. I'm like, oh, you see.
That is so funny.
So, you know, it catches on. And, at you know, the reason why I do that, because I want parents who do watch it to understand that this is what happens.
Yes.
This is real. Stuff like this occasionally goes on, you know, and just to be aware of it.
Right.
You know, that's all it is. You know, I'm not saying every kid's like that. You know, and the thing I can say about the kids is they do respect me to an extent.
Yeah.
When I call them out on it, they'll, you know, Kevin, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I didn't mean to do that, you know. That's the respect factor that I get versus before. I've heard stories, you know, the prior custodians, and they had a lot worse than I did. You know, that little stuff I can deal with, but it's just the main thing about is the respect factor that they do have to an extent. Kids will be kids, you know. There's no such thing as the perfect kid. Every now and then you have a kid that does something ridiculous, and you go, why'd you do it? You know, but that comes with the territory of being a kid. There's no such thing as an angel, a perfect angel kid, because that's not happening.
No, it's definitely not happening. I was just curious about, like, you know, the things I've heard of, and my wife's one of our friends is she on the school board? But she has something to do with the school.
Yeah.
And there was a thing where she had to actually fight a kitty litter box being put into the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that does not happen at the high school. Thank God.
Okay,
that doesn't, because I don't understand that. That's
me
weird.
Neither.
You're,
it's weird.
You're human.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not.
You are.
You're not a cat.
I think
you're not. Well,
I mean, some of us. It's gotten weird today.
Yeah, but it's just I've never come across that or experienced that.
All right.
Because if I did, I would really be confused.
Yeah.
And weirded out because, that's not normal.
Right.
Someone, and I don't care what anyone says, that they think that's normal, that really is not normal. And
no.
I understand you have an imagination, because as kids, we all had imaginations. But the problem is when you take it to the next level and think that you are, no, someone needs to say to you, stop.
Mm, I think so.
Get it together. Someone just, you know, and you just need to pull them aside and say, listen, I understand you want, you know, every now and then you want to use your imagination. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you take it to that point where you, all of a sudden, everyday life, you think you are that, no.
Yeah, okay.
No. You're going to get a slow reckoning when you grow up and realize, okay, that You're not a cat. You're not a dog. Guess what? You pay taxes.
I mean, like, yeah.
You have all these things that you need to be aware of. So, you know, hopefully someone can wheel that person in and change them and make them realize that, hey, you're not that. But thank God, from my experience, I have not come across it.
Yeah,
I have not. I wouldn't know how to handle it or what to do. I'd have that look like, oh, okay, I'm going to walk away now.
Yeah,
that's the reaction I would get. You know, I would give that because you don't know. I wouldn't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
I've dealt with a lot of weird things in my life.
I bet.
But that I have not come across it.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me where all of this has been heading. It's like school, it seems to me, from just nieces and nephews, that they're not teaching what actually needs to be taught in school. They're allowing all these pronouns and all these things to drive everything. Mm-hmm. And it seems like if we're not following those rules, then everything is crazy and chaotic, but we're not going to teach them how to balance a checkbook. Yeah. We're not going to teach them cursive. We're not going to teach them what you need to actually be taught to live in everyday life and in this world. Yeah. And instead, we're going to teach you everything that makes it so that the world that you want to pretend to live in exists. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's wild to me because I feel like it has to stop at the parents.
Yes.
But then you also have things in that have been getting written into law where the kids have more rights than the parents. And the parents are scared to discipline the kids because the kids will be able to call out child services on their parents because they didn't allow them to dress as a cat and shit in a kitty litter box. Like, these are the things that I've been reading on, seeing, and just hearing about with, I mean, everybody has kids. I feel like me and my wife are the only two that don't at this point. But
don't worry about it. Aunts and uncles, they're good because we get to send them to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like, well, we actually had our 16-year-old nephew, or is he 17 now? 16, 17. He gave us a call. He's like, hey, I'm on vacation next week. I'm going to come over. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. How does that work? I'm like, I'm so confused. But it's fine. It's just like, but, you know, we make plans as adults. We don't just be like, call people up and be like, yo, I'm doing this. And it's like, wait, what? No, wait, I don't know. I'm working. Like, you can't just come over when I'm at work,
dude.
You know what I mean? But it feels nice that he's like, hey, I'm coming over. I was like, oh shit, look at that. They turned 16 and they want to hang out.
That's what you call a generational gap. See, you had to call and let your friends know you're coming over.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's like, oh, I got nothing to do. Hey, I'm coming up. No, it just shows a generation change.
So that's a generation change. So that's the way they do things now. They don't they don't clear anything. They're just like, this is what's happening.
Nope.
Oh, okay. See, there's me being old.
Nope. My youngest, 13, last week he's like, hey, Dad, he's like, can I go, you know, to the park in our town? I'm like, yeah. I said, just make sure you clear it with your moms. You know, I said, you know, because you can ask me, yeah. But I said, initially, clear it with her so that way she knows what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on. And, you know, I'm like, so you're going to go hang out with your friends? And he's like, yeah. I said, I got a question to ask you, son. I said, who's going to pick you up when you go when you need a ride? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Can you pick me? I'm like, dude, you didn't, you know. What if I had plans? I said, what if I had things going on? I said, you know, you can't assume. I said, don't assume anymore. I said, because, you know, we have stuff that we're doing. We got stuff, you know. But he's like, no, he said, can you pick me up anyways, Dad? I'm like, sure. I'm like, I got you covered. You know, I said, I got you covered. I'll pick you up. And I mean, get the thing about it. He ended up not going, but it's just, I love it when they plan. And then they think of the last minute of, you know, the important part about, oh, picking you up from that destination. Like, you know, I'm like, how are you going to get home? Or it just that's that thing. That's what I mean by that. Hey, I'm coming over. And you're like, oh, really? Okay. I didn't know you coming over.
So yeah. I just wonder if this has anything to do with the attention span dwindling.
Yes.
Well, I think it's almost non-existent. No, it's... and I think I'll personally, you know, I could definitely probably pinpoint it to TikTok.
Yeah.
I think everybody's blaming TikTok for a lot of things now, but I do have to say that the way that they feed you their information is so short and quick. And now I think a majority of the kids out there or teenagers absorb their news, life, everything. Everything is on TikTok now.
The problem with these outlets, Facebook, TikTok, and everyone, they need to explain to people that that is not the news.
Right.
It's called social media, which is what it is.
Yes.
You know, that is not the news, but that generation, they go on there and they look at it and they go, oh, yeah, this is where I get my news from.
Yeah.
No,
I've heard that.
You got to explain. And I explain to people, I go, that is not news. That is, it's truly what is called, it's social media. The news is the actual news that tells you what's going on, you know, and you can fact check it and all that. But what you're seeing, TikTok and all that, it's just, no. That's the one thing that kills me about that is when kids see that and they go, oh, yeah, this is. And I'm like, no. I'm like, where did you get your sources from? TikTok. I'm going, did you further research it? No, I just got it from. No, you have.
You got to do research.
You got to do research.
You got to do research.
I'm like, that's how we learned. We did our research.
Yep.
Before I learned that before I start, you know, toting out something that, you know, I'm not sure about, I do my research first. So that way, if the person comes to me and they go, well, where'd you get your information from? How did you get your information? I have, you know, I'm coming at you with where I got my information from. I'm coming with facts, you know, not as opposed to, well, I just started on TikTok, man. I just started on TikTok.
Yeah, and that blows my mind because you know that half of the news and everybody who's putting anything on TikTok, including myself, we clip the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So even though, like, my shorts, let's just go off of what I do. So I'll take a segment that's probably a minute and a half long.
Yeah.
And then I chop it down to that 60 seconds, 45 seconds to make that short clip.
Yeah.
But when you actually watch the podcast, it's a little different because I took a bunch of stuff out to make that
to cut it down
quick.
Yeah, exactly.
And get to the point faster than I did when I was actually talking on the podcast.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't take in your news that way.
No, no.
Because they're just clipping the shit out of it. And then they're like, okay, well, this is, we got bombs dropped, Iran, Israel reattacks. And it's like, well, there's a whole bunch of shit within those little frames that's also happening that, you know, explains a lot more. And when you're not looking into that and you're just absorbing that 60-second clip, you're not getting the truth. Now, I will also say you can watch the news programs and still not get the truth.
Yes.
You can do all kinds of stuff. And there is propaganda in everything going on today. And actually, I think social media is one of the ways that it's made it so easy to just pump propaganda left and right. It doesn't matter what side of things you're on. It doesn't matter anything, because they're just going to pump out what hits. And every single news source today is striving to stay alive.
Yes.
Because they're dying. I like the third party people now. Mm-hmm. I like people like Breaking Points. And there's other news sources. I've actually become a small fan of Tucker Carlson ever since he left Fox. He was on Kill Tony. He was on Joe Rogan. And I do have to say, when he interviewed Vladimir Putin, it was really good. And I was like, I didn't like this fucker because I didn't like anything he stood for on the Fox broadcasting.
Well, you got to understand that Fox, they want you to present. That network, along with other networks, I'm not just going to...
Yeah, of course.
Fox wants you to basically present things in a way that works for them.
Right.
And the thing I don't watch Fox News because...
No.
I try... They spread, for me, terror. They make you scared watching them.
I mean, it's all fear porn.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, no, you shouldn't... that's not what it's about.
No.
You know, and... The one that I do follow is TYT.
Oh, okay. I've heard of them.
Yeah. And I like them because The bottom line with them is they don't care which party you are.
Right.
They'll call you out.
That's why I like Breaking Points.
Yeah, they will call you out. They will not hold back. And that's what I like, and that's what I think we need right now.
Yes.
You know, that's what the problem is. And I tell people, I go, you need to start holding both parties accountable for the mistakes or the things that they do or the things that they say that they're going to do and they don't do.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That annoys me.
Or how about the shit that they do and then they don't apologize for doing it when it went fucking really bad, which happens all the time. Yeah. They just like brush it over and move on to the next. And it's like, wait a minute, guys, what, you would make me apologize. You would make me do all these things, but yet you get to wash over this entire fucking thing. Without apologizing, putting a oops, sorry. No, instead you're choosing to triple down on what you already did and you want to give the WHO even more power in case this happens again. They can say, well, no, you have to take these vaccines. You can't take these medicines. You have to do this. You're no longer in charge of your healthcare or anything else in your life. We are telling you how to run it. And as soon as they get power to do that, we are going to see a completely different world. Oh, yeah. Did you, one of the things I wanted to talk about on here today was the simple fact that the guy that is kind of going off of this, the guy that set himself on fire outside of the Trump.
I just found that out. I found it out through my mother-in-law. I heard her talking about it. And then I was like, what? And she says, yeah, a guy set himself on fire. I'm going to love yourself before you idolize someone else.
Right?
Love yourself. Don't do stuff that is making no sense. And that man who did that, you know, I don't know what made him do that or how much, you know, he really loves Trump a lot. to set yourself on fire. That's some crazy stuff. That's love. That is. If he has a wife or if he's married or if he has kids, and you're setting yourself on fire for a man who, you know, has no relation to you. That is some serious sick love. That is sick love.
It's crazy to me. And the reason I bring it up is because he did this while they were picking the jury.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go off of assumptions in my brain, which is the simple fact that he was a super, super Trumper. And he was doing this because he wanted probably Trump's case to go away. You know what I mean? And I don't, I know this wasn't a monk. And you know, it just happened on the 19th of April. So this is really, really fresh. But I guess I want to say his name, but he was Maxwell Azzarello. He was 37 and he died at the hospital. I can't find the videos. I guess most of them have been pulled down, but I guess there was some still pictures of people putting him out with the extinguisher. He sat down on a bench, set himself on fire right there. I don't think this is a way to actually deal with, oh boy. I don't think this is a way to deal with Trump's trial, right? I know everybody's upset, right? They're very upset because what's happening, I think what's happening is the simple fact that they all feel like if he's on trial, he won't be able to run for president. So they're trying to get him out of court so that he can run for president so that they can vote for him and all this other stuff.
The problem with his situation is, you know, as a kid, when you're a kid and you do something wrong and your parents say, well, then just don't do it. He shouldn't. The reason why he's in there is because of the fact that he took the money, the hush money, that where all that's going on is that's campaign money. That's campaign issues. So you knew what you were doing. You knew it was wrong. Set aside from the fact that that whole thing kind of gets me because, you know, you cheated on your wife with this porn star.
Yep.
And then the money that you use was camp was basically funding campaign funding money.
Yep.
And you thought you weren't going to get caught. You thought you weren't going to get in trouble. There's a stipulation that they have when you're running, you don't do stupid stuff like that. So if you choose to do that, then you need to prepare for the consequences.
Well, they call it campaign money for a reason. Yeah. It's supposed to be used for the campaign. Yeah. That would be like an organization who's bringing in donations for a cause and then turning around and just doing updates on a building. Mm-hmm. You're not giving it to the cause. Nope. Now, a lot of those things, you have to be very wary to where you donate your money anyways. You want to see what the actual percentage of money going to the cause is. Mm-hmm. You'll find out that most things out there, that's a very small percent actually going to the cause, and the majority of all of your donation money goes to the people that don't need it.
Yeah.
And so you have to be cautious when picking a organization to donate to. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when we have any candidates that are running for our government and they're supposed to be for the people, why is it that they always use anything that they can for themselves?
Arnold Schwarzenegger said it perfectly. He said, the problem is with some of the, you know, the people and, you know, the politicians, they choose party. They don't choose the people. Yeah. You might go in there with good intentions saying, hey, I'm going to help out. I'm in here for the people. But the minute you get in there, something changes and you start to realize that your fight, not everyone wants to fight with you.
Right.
You know, and politics, which is what kills me the most is, if you say you're going to do something, do it and follow through with it. If you're going to help the thing that's frustrating me now is it seems like they're saying that they're going to help the lower class because there's no middle class anymore.
There's no middle class.
So we need to. They need.
I agree with you.
It's either lower or upper class.
Right.
And right now they're saying that they want to help the lower class, but I don't see it.
When?
And I'm getting frustrated because I don't see it.
I mean, you know, I'm waiting for it.
It just, you know, and I'm like, when is this going to happen?
Yeah.
When are you going to actually help the lower class? Because last time I checked, I'm not a millionaire. Millionaires are millionaires for a reason because, you know, they find loopholes. They find ways to save their money.
Yep.
You know, meanwhile, the ones like us that are working hard, trying to put out there, just looking to try to get a break to just live.
Yep.
It seems like we seem to be getting hit more, that you know, and it shouldn't be that way.
Well, they've been tightening the vice on us for years.
Well, it frustrates me, and I realized it this year how frustrating it is, and I'm like, why are me and my wife, we're working hard, we're putting in the work, you know, we're doing everything we can do to make it right. And it seems like it's, you know, thank God we are where we are now. We're comfortable. We're happy.
Yeah.
But it's like, are we going to get that break that's at some point in time that we can get?
if anything, it's going to get tighter.
Yeah.
Because they've already said because of the Baltimore Bridge, our gas is going up. Mm-hmm. They just put out a $95 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Israel and Taiwan. Taiwan, we're sending $8 billion to right now. We just signed the bill. We're sending, I think, $68 billion to Israel. We're sending $14 or $15 billion to Ukraine, and we're sending $8 billion to Taiwan.
The only question Why? I ask is, is that straight cash, or is that also arms?
Oh, it's probably weapons, arms, all kinds of shit.
And that's the one thing that they need when they're saying, oh, we're gonna send 80, you know, trillions of dollars. For me personally, they should have a breakdown so that way you know what's cash, what's arms.
Oh, and they have broken it down a couple times. And when we first started giving money to Ukraine, the cash was going to, like, so all of our government workers and stuff were looking at a shutdown. Mm-hmm. Where Ukraine's government is literally being funded by America.
Yeah.
And all of their people are being paid for by America. We are paying all of their salaries. But yeah, we can't help a single fucking person over in the United States. Hawaii is still suffering. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, Maui is, that's Hawaii. Puerto Rico is still suffering from years ago.
Yeah, from
years ago.
Yeah.
When Trump was in office and he was like, yeah, you know, it's Puerto Rico. You guys get it, right? And then Hawaii was like, oh, we're going to give them $700 each for losing everything. And then we're going to try and rip their properties out from underneath them so that we can build housing instead. Oprah was trying to buy some of that property in Hawaii. You believe that shit? Oprah, Bill Gates, all these fucking people, man. It is absolutely disgusting.
That's what I mean by the rich stay rich.
Yeah, they always do.
They always do.
Because they steal.
The rich will always stay rich.
They steal, they get a pass, and they use anything, any means that they can for anything that they want. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I am who I am. Yeah. I get to do this.
And that's one thing that annoys me. The rich will always stay rich. And the reason why, like I said, because they find a way to get in the loopholes and just make money.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, we're trying to get to that point where we can make money and live comfortably. But it just seems like, no, they don't want you to.
Oh, no, they don't, because they want us to have nothing and be happy.
Yeah.
That's where they want to put us. They want to put us in a 15-minute city. They want to put us in a position where we're always reliant on them because mm-hmm. they're going to be so helpful, and they're the ones that are going to show us the way we need to do things. So this guy setting himself on fire was almost, to me, just kind of empty in a sense, because whatever we find out, I did get his manifesto. I can add the link. Oh, I left it on you. I apologize. Wow, bad producing.
Wait, he had a manifesto?
Oh, yeah, he had a manifesto. I read 90% of it the other night, and basically it was going off about the fascists and how they want to take over and how they want to rule us. And the one way that they're going to be able to do this, and I am paraphrasing and chopping this up, but, you know, by not allowing Trump to run for presidency, would give the fascists an upper hand. And right now, a lot of the younger generation really do hold on to this, and they think it's something that's going to work. And I don't know why they don't look at history and the past. I understand you want to boycott and ban and what's the other word that we're using today where we take everything away from people and we tear them down, like mm-hmm. Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia and all these people out there that didn't deserve it. And they needed more evidence, and they actually needed to be proven guilty of what happened. And most of them got proven innocent, but because this already happened, when they got proven innocent, it was hard to come back to their career because it was fucking destroyed because of all of this bullshit.
I'm going
to
give my
disclaimer. Cancel culture. Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to give my disclaimer. Folks, love yourself.
All right.
First, love yourself. When you...
That's the title of this right now.
Love yourself. What I mean by that is make sure that you are right. Make sure that you're healthy. Make sure you're taking care and providing for you. Provide for your family if you have a family. Okay? Don't idolize someone that's not going to do nothing for you in your life.
Yeah.
That man, he took his own life because that's great. You love Trump that much, but love yourself, love your family, take care of your family. Those are the priorities that you should be doing. Because I got to be honest with you, that man who took his life, Trump don't know him.
No.
He has no idea who he is. And probably when they told him, yeah, a man set himself on fire for you, he's like, oh, that's great. That's great. You know?
What a great man. Yeah, what a great man.
So people.
That's huge.
People, love yourself before you try to idolize someone else. I love myself. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my family, you know. My mother, God rest her soul, will always love her. You know,
yeah.
That's how it works in my circle, my family.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and love and idolize someone that don't even know who I am, don't even care about me. That's, if you mention my name, they'll be like, oh, okay, and then they'll move on.
And that's one of the reasons why I find, like, Taylor Swift groupies and, like, these people that are, like, completely obsessed and idolized mm-hmm. these people. Mm-hmm. It's scary to me that is what drives you mm-hmm. is the love for this person mm-hmm. that really is put up on a pedestal by you and nobody else.
Nope.
I don't give a shit what Taylor Swift does. I don't even give a shit what Trump does. But it's like at the end of the day, how do they allow that to become so much. I mean, I feel the same way you do. I try to love myself because I hate myself, mm-hmm. but that's because of my addictions and all the problems I've had in my life. So I'm having a hard time seeing myself as a good person, but it's getting a little bit easier. Yeah,
but you're trying.
But
you're
I try. And I love my wife. I love my dogs. Mm-hmm. And I put all of that mm-hmm. first.
Yes.
Before anything else. And there is no candidate, musical person, artist, mm-hmm. actor. There is nobody on this planet that I love more than myself, mm-hmm. which is so wild to me. Why this guy, like, I understand the protest of the monk back in the 70s that lit himself on fire in front of the tank.
Yeah.
That was a protest.
Yeah.
That was to stop war.
Yes.
This was literally just somebody setting themselves on fire in a New York fucking park on a bench.
Yes.
What? Where are we going today? You know,
that's what it has come to, that some people idolize some people so much that they are willing to do that.
It's crazy.
And that man was willing to do that. Like when I you know, like I said, my in-law, she told me about it. I'm like, what happened? What? She goes, yeah, man set himself on fire. I'm like, why? Why would you do?
I don't know about you, but there's two ways I don't want to die. Drowning and fire.
Yeah. No.
Both of them have got to be the most miserable.
Yes.
Because they take a minute.
Yes.
You don't just die instantly once you light yourself on fire.
You feel the burn.
Feel that pain, and then your own smoke from your body will eventually suffocate you.
It's called feel the burn.
Fuck. That is one way to feel the burn. I'd rather get on a treadmill. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'd rather get on a fucking treadmill. Like, it just blew my mind. And I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to understand the world today. And I think it's even more difficult than it ever has been.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I read another article. I go so many places. But, like, now they're saying, like, there's a 90% majority of the population believe in climate control. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, people. I don't think anybody understands that, yes, we can do what we need to do to try and keep our country's carbon footprint down. Mm-hmm. And I definitely roll my eyes and throw up quotations to this because I'm sorry. The world is doing what the world has always been doing. Are we making a little bit of an impact? I think so. But is America making the biggest impact? No, we're not. We are making one of the less impacts on the world. But you go to China, you go to Africa, you go all over the world, and the pollution and the way that they do things is 1,000 times worse. This April, are you ready to revolutionize your wardrobe with high-quality, durable clothing that exudes style and comfort? Look no further than Slow Down Clothing at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com. This month, we are thrilled to introduce our latest collection featuring a range of incredible apparel that is designed to last wash after wash. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your style with our amazing selection of t-shirts, hats, and more. Shop now and use promo code T-O-P-H-E-R at checkout to enjoy an exclusive 10% discount on your entire purchase. Yes, you heard it right. Additional savings await. Tired of constantly replacing worn-out t-shirts? Our t-shirts are crafted with premium materials to ensure longevity and comfort, making them a staple in your wardrobe for years to come. Say goodbye to fast fashion and hello to sustainability. Timeless pieces from Slow Down Clothing. Looking for the perfect accessory to complement your outfit? Explore our hats featuring incredible embroidery that adds to a touch of uniqueness to your look. Stand out from the crowd and express your individuality with our stylish and versatile headwear options. And don't forget about the kids. That's right. Treat your little ones to our top quality skateboards that combine performance and durability for endless fun. Let them showcase their unique style and skills with our specially designed skateboards that are built to last through all of their thrilling adventures. This April, make a statement with Slow Down Clothing and elevate your wardrobe with pieces that are not only stylish, but also built to last. Shop now at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and take advantage of our exclusive promo code TOPHER for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Join the movement towards sustainable fashion and upgrade your wardrobe with Slow Down Clothing today. Experience the difference, quality that lasts, style that stands out. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to redefine your fashion journey with Slow Down Clothing. Happy shopping. So at the end of the day, if we don't get everybody else on the same page as us, we're literally not making any movement in it.
China, when COVID was around.
Oh God.
And
yeah.
They had to stay in the house. They said that basically that was the cleanest air.
Yes.
During COVID.
Because
China had people staying in. So obviously, what does that tell you? You're doing something wrong.
Exactly. So because they all locked themselves up, they got off the roads and everything else. And we did see that.
Yeah.
All across the world.
Yeah. So
the air got better, the plants got better, everything did get better without our vehicles polluting the air over and over again. I think if we were all out there walking around, it would be the same as if we all were locked up in our houses. Yeah. But it's our cars, it's our transportation, mm-hmm. it's the planes, it's the chemtrails. Think of all the shit. Now, you take all of that and you add in Dubai, mm-hmm. who literally causes it to rain twice a week mm-hmm. in an area that is never supposed to rain. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It has been raining there for a week, I think.
Yeah.
A week. Yeah. Their malls are flooded. Mm-hmm. Their parking garages, everything is flooding in mm-hmm. Dubai right now, and they can't shut it off. Nope. And I use this as an example. It's like when a woman can't get pregnant, mm-hmm. so they do IVF,
yep.
and then it doesn't work, so they do it again, and it still doesn't work, and they do it again, and it still doesn't work, and then all of a sudden, she has a baby. Mm-hmm. But then after that, she doesn't stop having babies. And that's what you get for playing God, and that's what you get for playing Mother Earth.
Yep.
Okay? Because you guys are fucking this shit up. Mm-hmm. And that's not America's fault.
No.
But yet America wants to be like, we can fix this.
That's because we're trying to set an example for other places. And for some reason, we think that they're going to change with us. And that's not the case.
They're never going to change
That's not the case. So, you know, that's the way America, that's the way it is in America. We try to set an example. We try to show that we are, you know, top line, top notch, and we're expecting everyone else to get on board with us. But that's not the case.
No, because they love themselves.
They're like, you know what? You do you. I'ma do me. That's basically what it is. That's what it is. You want to be healthy? That's fine.
Yeah.
You know what? We're still gonna do what we're doing here.
Well,
you know, and you can't make them change because then that makes you a dictator.
Well, and this is kind of a small example, but I work for the company called Rap City.
Yeah.
Right. And we have our logos. We have our things. They're all copyrighted. They're all fucking whatever. Right. But we are not worldwide.
Oh, okay.
We're only in America.
Yeah.
And right now we're Massachusetts, Florida, and New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Right? We're starting to grow. We're starting to put our stuff out there. But if anybody else was to take our label and put it on something, say in Ohio for fun, we could sue them.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's copyright infringement.
Exactly.
Well, there is Iran or it was somewhere out there, and we were on TikTok looking up Rap City because a few of my stores are on TikTok and they're advertising their sandwiches and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I see this foreigner and this Rap City logo that's identical to ours with the interesting writing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And so we're all talking about it, and there's nothing. They are, all they did was take our label and took out the established in 2015. They took out the chips.
Yeah.
And they put in wraps and hot dogs. And it is literally Rap City in, like, India.
And you can't.
And there's nothing we can do about it. They were like, oh, no, copy, paste, we'll delete that. And this is Rap City in India. Oh, I think it was India. So on the TikTok,
yeah,
it's got, like, girls on bike, little pedal bikes.
Yeah.
And they're going around, and they're passing their food out. It's Rap City bags. They're passing them out. People are eating the wraps and the hot dogs. And I was like, what the fuck? And there is nothing we can do about it because it's in a third world country. And because our copyright is not worldwide, there's nothing we can do about it, right? We cannot go to India and sue them for using our name.
Because, yeah.
But guess what? They don't care. They don't care at all, because guess what? They're doing them. They're doing them.
Exactly. See?
And what they chose to do was, I really like the way that looks. Let's do that. And they threw it on their fucking shit, and that was it. And then we're all sitting there going, and I'm like, guys, can we do anything? And they're like, there's not a fucking thing we can do. There's nothing we can do, because that's over there. Our copyright's only good for this, so we can't do anything. And that's the exact same thing that every country is doing with the way that they make our products today. Mm-hmm. The jeans, you look at the Blue Rivers, you look at the pollution everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere around the world, the pollution is ginormous because they don't have the regulations that we supposedly put in place for ours, mm-hmm. even though we catch our manufacturers doing wrong shit all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that message gets lost. They just expect America to fix it.
Yeah.
And we can't fix this.
No.
But also, the world is warming up.
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, it was global cooling.
Yeah.
Which is actually scary.
The problem,
I think.
See, when the thing about global warming is, We're speeding up the process.
Fair. I'll give you a little bit of that.
We're speeding up. We're speeding up the process. And I don't expect the world to just all, especially as I don't expect us to just automatically just change, you know, because you can't, you can't do that.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, we've got to do things that can kind of slow it down a little bit more than what it is. Cause right now our generation, we won't see, we'll be long gone before that time comes, but it just seems like with all the stuff that's going on, all the pollution, just everything in general, it's affecting the earth. And that's just my opinion. You can't, you know, it's just like if the thing is, I chalk it up as like a battery.
Yep.
A rechargeable battery, basically. If you don't recharge that battery, eventually it's going to die and you won't be able to use it anymore. If we keep doing what we're doing and we keep doing stuff to the planet, it can only take so much.
Yep,
it can only take so much before it says, okay, I'm going to shut down and we're going to start from scratch again. You don't want that. We're trying to prevent that. And I understand that we're supposed to be evolving. We're supposed to be in the technology. You know, when we were kids, they were talking about having flying cars.
Yep.
It hasn't happened.
We've gotten close though. Yeah. I've definitely talked about a few that are in production right now. So
you know, so we're always trying to, you know, advance and trying to change, but at the same time, we're doing things to the planet that we shouldn't be doing.
Right, right.
You know, and that's my only pet peeve. So when I see like all the stuff changing, like the seasons, you know, the ridiculous amount of rain we're getting.
Oh my God, the rain is incredible, dude.
So,
it
you know,
sucks.
That's happening for a reason. It just all of a sudden just doesn't, you know, that.
I mean, the amount of snow that we see now a year is nothing compared to when we were kids.
No, and that's what I'm saying. That's changing somehow. It's not just, you know.
So, but on the other hand, and I am going to kind of push back a little bit, the world itself is always been going through this type of change. We've always had, we had ice caps on America.
Yeah.
And it was uninhabitable. And then it melted. And then we killed everybody that was here so we could be here. And that's fine. I like being here. Not my problem. I didn't kill them. Just like all of this shit, all the people that, oh, well, we can't celebrate this person because he had slaves. Slaves were in then. I'm not saying that it's okay. Sorry. What's that?
Jeez, my phone. Oh. I gotta shut it off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's funny. Like,
I'm sorry about that, brother. I forgot
okay.
to shut it off.
That's all right. We'll hold it against you later. No, I'm just kidding. But like... But so it's like going back to that cancel culture thing. It's like those were the times, right? There's a thing on YouTube Shorts that was, it was Harrison Ford. And it said, you know, it was 1978. Somebody was questioning how he treated an actress on the set of Star Wars back in 1978. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that's like George Clooney, right? Was it George Clooney or was it, who was the guy that fucking smacked a bitch during the movie? He was, you know who I'm talking about, right? I'm bad with names. It's not George Clooney, so I apologize.
No. Oh, shoot. I know.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. That, I think because we are older and we understand where we came from and we understand how we're acting today.
Yeah.
So we can look at people like our parents that are getting into their 70s, and we can now understand why our grandparents in our 80s and in their 80s and 90s were still super racist.
Yes.
Right? My grandmother was so racist, and it was crazy to hear the shit come out of her mouth because she's my sweet ma. And I'm like, and then she says something, and you're just like, what? But it's not her fault. She grew up in a time where that was normalized. Mm-hmm. Those habits don't go away.
No.
Just like I can't accept pronouns because those things never fucking existed and it's fake and it's made up. So in my mind, I can't acknowledge that. I can't acknowledge that there's fucking 1,700 pronouns today with 42 fucking sexes. Sorry, doesn't compute because I was brought up two sexes, him, her, you're done. So when, you know, we look at these things and you have to be mindful of where the person came from.
Yeah.
Does it excuse the behavior? Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. It doesn't excuse the behavior because now we have learned that behavior is wrong. Mm-hmm. But you can't cancel dead people. You can't cancel people that built this country up to where it is today because of what they were doing during that time. And I'm not saying slavery was okay, especially with you right in front of me.
Yeah.
It's not okay. It wasn't okay. But I'm going to let you take over before I put my foot further in my mouth.
The problem with that is there needs to be education with it.
Yes.
And that's, you take it away, but you don't explain it. You don't educate it. You don't tell people about it. Then all they say is, oh, you're taking it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's history. There's a saying, to know your past, you have to know your history or something.
Yeah, you have to understand, in order to understand your past, you have to understand history.
Yes.
You have to.
So, I mean, I don't understand. I understand why, in a way, that they're removing statues, they're doing this and that, but.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at,
You still need to educate kids. You still need to educate them and explain them, this is what happened in history. So that way they know, they can understand, and they can judge for themselves. Slavery's wrong.
It is.
That was wrong. You know, free labor.
Do you know that as of right now, 2024, there is more slavery today than when we built the country? Yes. There is more of it today. Well, and now it's women and children and human trafficking and Diddy's on top of it all. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, man. There is more of this shit happening today than there was.
Yeah, no, there is. It's just, the Diddy situation, I'm just like,
when
I read all that, when they raid your house, they're not coming just to talk to you.
Nope.
You know, so it, you know, and a judge that has
they got
to sign,
evidence.
The judge has to sign off on that. So that judge has signed off on that. He's like, you know, you need to make sure that this is legit. And they're like, you know, so they had sources. They had people that told. Told what was going on.
And 50 Cent's been calling out Diddy for years, bro.
There are two rappers that aside from the rap industry that I like because you know they are who they are.
Yeah.
It's 50 Cent and there's another rapper Boosie Badass.
Oh, okay, Boosie.
I love him because he reminds me of basically Red Fox. Who's the other the Kings of Comedy who passed away?
I don't remember his name. Bernie Mac.
He reminds me. He's my our generation of Bernie Mac.
Yep.
And the reason why I love him is because I mean his music is music's good. I like it because the beats and all that and the stuff he says. But did you know he has his estate where he built his house, I think it's over 23 acres of land.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You know what he's building on that lot? He's already built. He built four or five houses, little sub houses for his kids.
Oh, wow.
On that land, he built that, you know, he's got a pool and everything, but he built that. And the guy, Vlad, asked him because Vlad always interviews him. He's like, why did you build that? Those houses? He said, because I plan on having my kids live in there, and I want to see how they survive. I want to see who feasts or famine. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But he has that all that lot, all that land, and he's built houses on it for his kids. I mean, he calls it Boosie Town or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah.
Look it up. You'll get a kick out of it. But Vlad is always interviewing him. And, you know, and he's one of those guys that basically, you know, he keeps to himself. He knows he had a shady past. He knows that, you know, but he's like, you know what? I'm not that person anymore. I'm about changing myself, you know, making sure my family's taken care of, this and that. Like I said, my second person is 50 Cent because for him to come up the way that he came up and to be successful as he is now, not only in the music business, he's got the series of power.
Right.
That's how you come up.
Yeah.
That is how you come up. That is how you say, you know what, just because I'm not going to let my past define who I am. And he is just killing it.
Yeah.
He's killing it. And he has no problem with telling you, yeah, that was my past. That's what I used to do.
But you have to be able to do those things. You have to be able to make up for your mistakes.
Yeah.
If people didn't get second, third chances, well, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that I got to have another chance and try to better myself and become a better person. Because if I didn't, it wasn't going much further.
See, you learned and you evolved. You said, you know what? I can, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. Once you got to that point, you said, okay, what's next?
But I'm not ashamed of my past either.
No, don't ever be ashamed of your past because that's the only way you're going
to
learn.
But you have to learn it, right? You got to understand the history behind it. And that's the biggest part of what we're talking about right now is that the more you try to eliminate, the less you learn, the more likely you are to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in itself is so true.
Yes.
You know?
That's called human nature. That's who we are.
And the more that they try to just wipe this stuff out and make them go away, the less you learn, the more likely you are to repeat. Because you don't know.
No.
You don't understand. You're just like, well, this guy had slaves and we need to get rid of his statue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the stuff that was done, you need to learn all that so that we don't repeat these same goddamn things over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't understand. Yeah, I understand slavery is awful. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand that there's more slavery today than there was.
Because that part, you'll never hear that unless you go on to the, like I said, the ghost outlets.
Yeah.
The TYTs or just you, that's the only way you're going to hear that type of stuff. You won't hear that on any of the pop, because why? Because they don't want you want you really to know too much about that, because they want to paint the world as a beautiful place. rainbows and butterflies.
Well, they don't want you to ask questions. No. They don't want you to think for yourself because at the end of the day, we're going to make it so that you don't have to work. You don't have to have money. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have anything, but you will be happy. Mm-hmm. And we will provide and do everything for you, but you just have to do it exactly how we say to do it. Yep. And I'm so not on that fucking page.
No, I
get out of here, dude. No. The last thing I want to be told is how to do things. Mm-hmm. I will fucking figure it out. Even if I fucking hurt myself or I have to do it a couple more times just to get it right, I will do it.
And that's the only way you're going to learn.
Yes.
As someone,
you're basically taking that away.
Yeah, if they're constantly doing for you, you're not learning.
Right.
You're not. You're just not.
No.
You're following their routine of what they want you to do. And no, you don't do that.
No. You don't want them leading the way because they're just going to lead you on a wrong path. And you're just going to end up doing everything for them, and they're not going to give you anything in return.
And then you can't say, and then someone will say to you, why did you, well, he told me to do it. Well, didn't you think for yourself?
No, because you don't have to anymore. And I'm afraid that's what we're getting closer and closer to as the younger generation comes up, because I've talked to a few people that have kids in college, and they're like, my kids are broken. Mm-hmm. They're broken. They think that we need to have like this person that tells us exactly what to do and how to do it and do these things. In college, I guess, is getting really weird. Mm-hmm. Has been for a long time. I mean, when they went after Jordan Peterson back in the day, it was wild back then, and it's only progressively gotten worse. But for fun with the Diddy thing, do you think he put the hit out on Pac? Do you think we'll find out any information on what happened to Pac?
I'm going
to
tell you, this is my opinion on all this. Whatever they found on those tapes is going to help you figure out the Diddy saga.
Yeah.
Because apparently when they raided his house, they took a lot of stuff from there.
Okay.
And my opinion is they got that information from someone. Someone told him or told them what was going on there.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I feel bad about all this is that don't bring your kids to a grown man's house to think he's going to change you or help you, you know, get your music status to the next tier.
You've seen the video with him like petting fucking what's that kid's name?
Bieber.
Yeah, dude. It's such a weird video, right?
That was when I saw that. Yeah. Oh, that.
That's
video,
weird, dude. Video he's just sitting there and he's like, it was weird.
Well, the one, when he met up with him, he was patting him, and I guess from the video feeds that I've seen, there basically he was whispering to him, "Do you have a wire on you?"
Oh yeah, yeah. He was checking him for a wire. He's patting him all over for a wire.
The minute you start doing that to me, I'm like, nah, bro. Okay, I gotta go.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, don't.
You know what I mean?
I'd be like, conversation ends right there, man. You're in my personal space. You're in my zone.
Yeah.
Text me. Call me.
Like anything. Just stop touching me. Stop touching me. You could literally ask me if I have a wire, and I'll tell you no. Like, I don't know, but like, can you just stop? It must have been so awkward. So there is a lot of shit coming up with that now.
Apparently, there's a lot of stuff that he was doing when he was, you know, a producer and all this and that. There's a lot of weird stories about, you know, what he was doing. And it's just that it's kind of sad because that generation, that era, you know, was even though basically what Diddy did, and he admitted it, he said, you know, I take music, old school music, and just, you know, tweak it to the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my generation where, honestly, music, you know, we was having a good time and everything like that. But to know that the stuff that was behind the scenes where you didn't know about it and you finally find out and it's 2000, you know, in 2024, it's like, wow, you know, that part scares me.
I mean, it's kind of like Epstein, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
Alex Jones screamed about that island years ago on the Rogan podcast. And everybody was like, what are you talking about? They're going to an island and they're fucking children. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that all goes down, but it didn't go down the way I thought it was going to go down. The names never came out. The list was never released.
It's probably
she's in jail right now, and then he winds up killing himself.
If that list was to come out, do you know how many people would be exposed? Just like the list that Diddy has,
right?
Just like the videos that he has. Do you know how many people?
Yeah, but those won't come out either. That's what I'm saying.
And that's I wish there was a way that they can leak those videos so that
they
way
should.
You know who, but
they should. It won't just happen. Like that that list of names should be released.
It won't.
It
happen.
Absolutely 100% should be released, and because if this is happening to children, and we're not protecting the children by putting these names out there and getting these scumbags off the streets, because when you play with a child like this, or you touch children, or I have no sympathy for you, none. No. I will run over you and keep moving without even a blink of an eye.
And the thing about that, it's, you know, when people go to jail, if you go in there for that.
Oh, it's not good.
It's you're going to wish that you never, you know, you're just going to wish that at that point you were gone.
When I was in jail, they had one of those people and they literally had to lock us all down. Just to transport them.
Yeah.
They know that those people are dead in everybody's eyes because of what they have done. Mm-hmm. So just because the list is millionaires, billionaires, famous people, because it's them, you basically locked us all down so that they can go somewhere else and not get caught.
Yeah.
You're doing the exact same thing that happened that day when they transported that person over to a different facility so he didn't lose his life.
Yes.
Which they should. I'm sorry. I don't think, because what they say about this is now they're calling them they're calling them something else anymore. We're not calling them pedophiles, which I just think is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you change it to.
No.
It still boils down to
the same thing. I don't know. Something children admires or something. They change.
that makes it even more creepy.
They change the word, and it's just as gross.
That makes it even more creepy.
I might have just made that up. But whatever it happens to be, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just,
because the simple fact is that you did this to a child. Mm-hmm. Now, the chances of that child doing it to somebody else is increased, right? Because they say that when this happens to you, you're more likely to repeat it onto somebody else. So shouldn't we, I don't know, figure out a way to try and help that child mentally get to where it needs to be so hopefully when they're young enough they can learn not to do this to somebody else, but at the same time the person that did it really doesn't need to see the light of day anymore.
No.
I don't care if you stick them in a box with no lights, no food. Like, it doesn't matter to me. The fact that you did that to another human and now that other human is going to do it to another one, we've just prolonged this issue. And that's all we keep doing is prolonging the issue. But don't have an abortion.
Because that
is wrong.
That list or that videos that you won't know who they are.
No.
They won't release it. If they did release it, that would be a first.
I know.
You know.
I know.
But that list, you won't know. The only way you will know, like I said, pretty much they have Diddy. He's going to do some time. He's going to do some time.
Yeah, but I don't think the truth is ever going to come out. But I'm hoping that they land on some of the Tupac stuff. I'm hoping that imagine if they find a file on one of those computers that's like the hit list.
That would be
crazy, bro.
He would have to be locked. He would have to be locked in a cell forever.
Yeah,
he would not.
Oh no, everybody would want him dead for killing Pac.
Yeah, he would, even, and that's even the guards.
Yeah.
He would have to basically be locked in the cell, given food through the cell. He wouldn't have a chance to go out. Because if he went out, you know, even if, you know, they say you're supposed to get like your hour break to go out, you know, and he would know. He would not last long.
No.
He would
not. But that would be crazy. Me and one of my friends were talking about it. I'm like,
oh, God.
I'm like, dude, imagine that shit. That'd be crazy.
There would be nowhere for him to run.
No.
he would not be protected. He would not be
He'd probably be the most hated person in America.
Yes, like, dude, yes.
Because I don't know anybody that I've talked to that doesn't enjoy Tupac.
Oh my God.
You know
God,
what I mean?
Dude, he would, oh my goodness. He would be, don't let me come out. I got to use the bathroom in the cell.
Yeah. You stay in that damn thing because you ain't coming out.
Oh my God. I can imagine him coming out on everyone. You know, and he's like, where's the guards? Where's everybody at? What?
You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But I think you're right, though. If this turns out to be, you know, this big thing,
it could
turn out like Epstein. And who knows? Maybe Diddy will kill himself. You know, just like the Boeing guy killed himself, like Epstein killed himself. Like,
no, I think what he's going to do is he's going to end up saying, you know what, I'll give you some names. I'll give you all the names. And you know, that's his outlet.
You think so?
Yeah, because I'm trying to tell you, from what they have, like I said,
I don't know, man.
They raided, dude. They were taking stuff out.
I know.
So
yeah.
Basically,
it was two houses in Miami, one in California. Yeah, I believe.
So whatever he's got, they got.
Right.
And basically, they're gonna, from what it looks like, they're probably gonna pull him aside and say, "Listen, we got all this on you. You need to tell us something." And I guarantee you, he'll start saying names.
Yeah, you think he's going to start singing?
He's going to start singing.
He's going to start singing.
And then he's going to be like, look, what do you got for me?
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
I mean, you're going to have to look at a deal for that at that point. But he's never going to be allowed out on the streets again.
No, he'd have to go to Dubai, unfortunately.
You better bring your fucking swimmies, bro, because they're going underwater.
I'm going to Dubai.
Yeah. So like I said earlier, we've been going into some conspiracy theories around here. And have you heard about the Blue Roofs? Yeah, bro. So I don't know if you've seen this, heard about it, but I actually started showing my wife a lot of this stuff and she started getting into it. So she sent me this video. And I can't play the sound because it's got music, but you can see what they're doing is in China, they're rolling this rubber blue mat over their roofs. And you can see in the pictures how many roofs are slowly turning blue. And these are for deterring your DEWs, which is a laser. A weapon of mass destruction that's done with a laser.
Okay.
They actually attach it to the front of an airplane. And we've seen videos where these things actually can be, they can.
These blue tin roofs are in China.
Whoa. So they're, what they do is the blue roof repels the laser.
So
what has been happening is there's giant conversations about how these DEWs have been setting fires to neighborhoods. And they actually think that like Hawaii and a few other locations were actually succumbed to this happening to them.
Huh.
But when you go to these devastated areas and you actually look at the devastated areas, you'll notice in the areas that all of the houses that are still there have these blue roofs.
So it's taking out all the other houses that don't have
Right. So the laser hits, and if it has this, it reflects it
right back out.
And if you don't have this, your house burns to the ground. And you haven't heard of this?
No.
This is the wildest shit. And it's everywhere now. It's everywhere. You look all over the world, and more people are putting blue roofs on the house. And I'm so mad I can't find it, but it was actually a clip of Biden.
Yeah.
And I played it in an earlier podcast, so if you want to look back a few, but it was him talking very low tone to another, like, congressman.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I don't... We need to let them know that they got to get the right roof. And we're all like, what the fuck is he talking about? And he just kept talking and he did it again. There was another video where he was talking to somebody else and he brought up having the right roof. So these DEWs, I've been looking into them, and a lot of people will be like, oh, this is nonsense. They can't do this, but we've also seen videos of thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And then you see this laser fire off exactly when the thunder and lightning go off. And then you see the laser. And then as soon as the thunder and lightning is gone, it pulls back. But then you hear an explosion in the background. And then after the storm, they're showing devastation to houses all over the place.
So are they trying to take out someone? Or I'm just
It's not taking out someone.
Yeah.
It's eliminating places to be.
Huh.
Because the more that they destroy,
yeah,
the easier it is to have you funnel into what they want you to be, which is the 15-minute cities is where this one kind of takes off to. These 15-minute cities, it's not built in 15 minutes. It's an entire city that is, everything is 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
So it's no more than 15 minutes to anything that you need. Mm. So you don't need a car. You don't need anything. You just need a place to stay, and you walk outside, you go to this thing, you go to that thing. Now, there is, I think it's 4 miles long. I forget which desert they put it in, but they built one wall and two walls, and it's 4 miles long, and it's approximately, I think it's a half a mile or a mile wide, and it's an entire city.
And it's full.
But if you fly over it, you can see through the top.
Okay.
But if you're down below, it just looks like two walls.
Yeah, okay.
But it's an entire fucking city within this wall, and you can live there, and everything you need is within inside of it.
That's convenient.
Dude, it is the craziest shit, and it's
really
like
convenient.
It really, I try not to give the conspiracy theories all of my attention.
Yeah.
But the thing is that when I'm looking for bits of truth.
Yeah.
You start realizing that there is bits of truth in this. Mm-hmm. Because why would Oprah and Bill Gates and these people want to buy this land that has been devastated in Hawaii instead of allowing these people to move back? Yeah. But we can move them somewhere else. We can take this and we make it farmland.
Yeah.
And now, because Bill Gates has the most farmland in anybody of our world, he owns almost all of it, because eventually he's going to get to the point where now I'm mass producing all the food for everybody. Yeah. Now you're going to eat what I give you, which when he got a pie in the face that day was probably the day he was like, I think all humanity needs to die. Because that's, I mean, why else is he manipulating mosquitoes and putting diseases in them and numbering them? I don't know if you found, like, people have found mosquitoes with numbers on them. They've taken pictures and zoomed in, and they have little numbers on them. And supposedly that's coming from Bill Gates. There's also been a thing, and I won't say too many words because I got demonetized last time, but there was something going on in Africa. They were dealing with a disease. He was supposed to make the disease better, ended up making a super disease and killing even more people. Last time I said this exactly how it was written, and boy, oh boy, YouTube was mad at me. So these things are happening. These people are doing these things. There is bits of truth in all of this.
Yeah.
How far we need to go, as if putting a blue roof on. I'm upset because I think I keep bringing this one up because I just put a roof on my house and it's just orange.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed.
See, dude, you should have the
blue roof. I know. Man. I know. That's what I keep telling myself. I'm like, fucked up, dude. My house is doomed. But it's just like, hopefully nobody wants this land in Manchester. You know what I mean? That's what I'm hoping on.
No.
But it's just like, it's like all these little things going on with these weapons. And then there's also, I can't remember the exact initials of the weapon, but it causes earthquakes. Jeez. So, and I don't know if you knew this, but Taiwan just got one of the largest earthquakes that they've ever had.
Yeah.
And it sent a tsunami to China, right? Or Japan. I forget. It's one of those.
Yeah.
So they had a giant earthquake, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was almost the same magnitude right behind that.
Yeah.
A tsunami was launched. And all of a sudden in New Hampshire, we're having more earthquakes than we've ever had. Now, I haven't felt a single one of them.
No.
But supposedly there was a 4.8, and right behind that was a 4. So I'm just saying, it's weird that in an area where we've never, ever gotten earthquakes or had to worry about them ever, we're all of a sudden getting an uptick in them. There's been devastating earthquakes in other places, but they're not places that normally get devastating earthquakes. So are these weapons real? Are we testing them out? Are we checking? Hey, let's just hit Taiwan and see what happens. And then we're going to send them $8 billion just to show our support.
If they're finding a way to create these things and we don't know, that's scary for one. And it's just, that's a whole new level of war.
Right.
Here.
Right. And well, but keep in mind, what was I just going to say? With all this being there, we know for a fact that Dubai makes it rain twice a week. Mm-hmm. So why is it when we say that we have lasers that can burn down specific houses, but they can't penetrate certain roofs, yeah, or we have things that can cause massive earthquakes, mm-hmm, so that it looks like Mother Nature is attacking us, we're like, no, 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 no way. No way. But yeah, of course Dubai makes it rain twice a week. Mm-hmm. If we're capable of doing one, what makes you think that we're not capable of doing it all?
Like I said,
if
they found a way to do these things and we don't know about it, that's a whole new level of warfare.
Yeah.
That's a whole new level of just inventing unnecessary stuff.
Yeah.
When you should be inventing stuff that's actually going to help us evolve and help and just help in general.
Well, we're doing that too. And we're doing all of that because these new humanoids that are coming out are fucking wild, bro.
I'm sorry, man. Wild. I'm sorry, but I can't. I've seen too many Terminators. And they say, oh yeah, we could program where they won't harm humans. You know what? I don't buy that because just as you created them and you created them to think and do all these things, who's to say that they can't find a way to basically...
Oh, dude, I got some stuff for you. This is so fun. Did you ever look at the Atlas robot? He's the Boston Dynamics robot. He could do parkour, flips. They've been training this thing for years, and it's all just gotten better and better and better and better. China has a humanoid that can run 3.3 something per second. So like the speed of them is getting faster and faster. This is the old Atlas.
Boston Dynamics.
We don't need sound, but this is the old Atlas. And if I fast forward through here, see, it runs, it just jumps. It does so. And this is with a bag in its hand. It never could do this shit. No. This is totally new. It's completely updated, but they just put it into retirement. So they put this Atlas in retirement, mm-hmm, and now they've introduced the new Atlas. Show us the robot, stupid. We don't care about you. This is Tesla's robot. Tesla's robot's gotten really good. This is the grasshopper that works in the Amazon warehouses right now. They just introduced this one about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, something like that. The bending of the arms, the way that they move, the way they do things is absolutely incredible. Let's just do the Boston Dynamics 40 seconds and see what they give me. So right now, oh good, they finally gave it a better set of feet. So, I mean, but this is, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God.
What is this? Did you just see that get up? I have to play that for the audience again. Hold on. I'll make it larger for everybody. What the fuck just happened? Wow. Watch this.
Wow.
I can't bend like that. What the fuck? That was insane, bro. And it just,
jeez.
What?
No.
It was all twisted up, bro.
Yeah.
So this is the brand new Atlas robot that is now taking the place of the old Atlas robot. Try not to put any. Nope.
I I've seen too many Terminator movies and all these movies where basically they say, oh, no, we're building a robot to help make your life easier.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the robot evolves and it starts, doing it just, I just, that stuff scares me.
It is a little freaky.
It scares the crap out of me because, you know, not only that, by you creating all these, you know, these androids and the robots to do this, basically what they're going to do is at some point take over jobs that basically we used to have.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yep, and that's what I've been talking about a lot lately.
When you do that, you know, if you keep doing that, that takes away a person actually working and trying to contribute to his family and do this and that. So if you're creating all these robots to do this,
yes,
and we're dependent upon them, how are you supposed to make a living?
Well, see, here's the thing, and I, the only reason I'm kind of going into these really quick with you is because you keep bringing up very valid points, because every stage of AI mm-hmm. brings them closer and closer to eliminating more and more for us.
Yes.
And what I'm noticing right now is that now the new Sora that came out is also going to be taking
an AI that...
Damn it, go away. Bad producing. So... what is happening with this new AI, Sora, I could talk into this thing, mm-hmm. and I can go, make me a movie with a penguin that's on land, yeah. that's wearing a suit, that's jumping off a building, and it will write the whole fucking movie for me, mm-hmm. and it will put it all together, and it automatically digitizes it and makes it into a film.
Yeah.
It does music. So you're talking about many jobs right there. Look at this is the Sora. Mm-hmm. This is what it generates right now, today, and it's at this time right now, and these are the things that it can do. The films that it's making, the details that you can see, it's almost, I think, more than like what Pixar's doing.
Yeah.
It took Pixar mm-hmm. 20 years to get to where it is.
Yeah.
This thing is doing what Pixar is doing today,
exactly.
if not more. Mm-hmm. Now, when this stuff comes out, I mean, I can't get over the fucking clarity, just the way it looks, yeah. everything about it. But you're talking about so many more jobs now
that are going
away yeah. because, I mean, when Sora figures it out, maybe I'll be able to drop everything that I want in my podcast.
Yep.
Just go boop, 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 boop. I don't want spaces. I don't want ums. I don't want this. Any burps, a fart, whatever.
Yeah.
Take it all out.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna. My 8-hour editing day will be 15 minutes dropping everything into Sora.
Yeah.
Hitting generate and walking away.
Yeah.
Coming back in, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, and then it's all put together for me, and mm-hmm. all I have to do is play and watch.
Like I said. With all this going on, jobs will be replaced.
Oh, they're all, yeah.
You know, and basically we'll be what I call the movie WALL-E.
Yeah.
That basically sums it up. You know, relying on robots and stuff to do, you know, what basically we should be doing.
Right.
Which is actually, you know, that's the whole point of it. Getting up to fix something, you're exercising, you're walking, you're using your body. If you're relying on artificial intelligence to do all that, that makes you lazy.
Yes. And I do agree with you, but the thing is that what I'm noticing is not only are jobs going to be gone. It's not just going to be gone because they're eliminating more, white collar jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So these things are getting rid of editors and production people and look at the robots that'll be driving trucks or driving your car mm-hmm. or the robots in the Amazon, right? Like all of these jobs are not the jobs that everybody anticipated disappearing mm-hmm. because honestly, in a lot of us, I do believe we thought a lot of the jobs that were going to disappear with the humanoids and AI were going to be the dangerous ones, yeah. right? The ones where we don't want people doing those jobs, mm-hmm. and it would be safer to yeah. just have a fucking robot doing that shit because if a beam falls on it, well, I mean, that's $750,000 for that robot. But at the end of the day, it built a bridge, and then it, you know, so I've had it for a year. It paid for itself.
But the problem is we're getting...
It's everything.
Once we get excited, we say, okay, we can fix this or we can use it for this. Can we use it for this?
Yeah.
Can we use it for this? You, next thing you know, you realize that you're creating it to do all the everything.
Everything.
And that's what it's becoming down, turned down.
Did you see what I don't remember. I think it was North Korea. It was either North Korea or South Korea. I get them mixed up like everything else in my life. But they had the OpenAI, which is like your ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the big OpenAI.
Okay.
All right. Because it's got a general knowledge of everything going on, but it's more like a jack of trades, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what they did was is they made a condensed AI. So they called it a little AI.
Yeah.
Which was more specific.
Okay.
More pinpointing.
Okay.
And then they took the little AI and they introduced it to the big AI. And together, without humans, it made a new AI that was big in theory,
yeah,
but able to pinpoint more accurately.
Terminator.
Terminator. It's not gonna be what was the name of the company that was in Terminator? What was the name of Skynet.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not going to be Skynet. It's going to end up being either Google or Tesla, it's going to be one of those guys. You know what I mean?
That stuff just creeps. It just scares me because
it's weird,
like
right?
I said, they figured it out. Who's to say that basically that AI won't all of a sudden figure out how to basically get to the nukes?
I mean, if you have an AI talk to an AI and it makes an all new AI, how does that AI work?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it had no humans involved in it,
yeah,
how am I supposed to know what that fucking thing is doing?
Exactly.
Dude, blew my mind.
See, that's why that stuff like that scares me because it, you know, that could happen.
Right.
That can happen. You know, I understand you're creating something to help to make our lives easier. But sometimes when you do stuff like that, you don't realize that you're putting us in danger.
Right.
And this is a case where you're putting us in danger.
I think
because,
so.
Like I said, for those involved into a new AI, who's to say that basically it doesn't have the potential to you know,
and what
nukes?
What if that AI? See, they're not. I don't think they're not like us. They're not going to need nukes, right? Because once they learn and they build, they know how to create.
Yeah.
We've already taught them how to build houses.
Yeah.
They are using 3D printing for houses now with concrete.
Oh, yeah.
You seen this shit?
Oh, yeah.
So they all the robots already know, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the robots might only know specific things because we've only built those robots for those specific things.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, this new AI shows up. Let's say, hypothetical, it gets weird, right?
Yeah.
Every single fucking robot and electronic that I know of, that I have, is all hooked up to my Wi-Fi, right? It's all hooked up to my Wi-Fi. So let's just go off of that for fun.
Yeah.
You take that AI that we don't know what happened to it because it built itself without us, but yet it's linked to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these robots are linked to the internet.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that it could happen. I'm just saying let's have some fun.
Yeah.
What if it downloads itself into everything? And then all of a sudden, the robot that's folding your laundry, cooking your food, and doing all the shit inside your house, because those exist now, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't fold
yeah.
laundry very well. No. I definitely was very upset with the corners. I'd be like, you're not folding my... Are you my wife? You're not folding my laundry. So, but I'm just saying, like, they're learning, they're getting it. But what if, hypothetically, that new AI that had no human interaction downloads itself into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden that robot's like, I don't want to put concrete into
this. Exactly.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move over here and I'm going to put concrete around you.
Exactly. And that's,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, we get ahead of ourselves and we get too excited and we want to invent all these things, but you don't realize that sometimes you got to slow it down.
Yes. You do have to slow it down. And like, this brings me to, like, another question that I'm going to leave open-ended for me and Miguel's podcast coming up. But with all of these things happening, right, we've got many wars. There's obviously Israel wants to go to war with Iran, and I don't mean to change subjects so quickly, but it all kind of ties in together. If the AI can eliminate all of our jobs, right, and then we have all these wars going on to hold all these assholes in power forever because that's why they want war, so that they can stay there. So, and then we have all these other things going on. Jobs are disappearing. Wealth is disappearing. People's livelihoods are completely crumbling all around us. How is it that with all of this going on, the one lie that nobody's going to tell us the truth to is that the world is flat? For next time, telling you, they're all still keeping it a secret.
It's not good.
Why?
It's not flat.
Why? But I'm leaving because Miguel is going to come on, and we are going to debate the flat Earth. It's going to be fun. Like I said, this is turning into an interesting podcast from here on out. But Kevin, I'm so thankful that you came back on.
Most deaf, man.
It's been absolutely amazing. Oh, really good to see you. I'm so glad that you've been doing so much with your music and your DJing. And again, please plug and promote everything.
Like I said, DJ going on. The name of the company is called High Five LLC, just so you know. Go on to Kevin Freeman, and you can basically, if you want to book me for any gigs, anything like that, go on there, shoot me out, say, hey, Kev, this is what's going on. You know, other than that, you know, that's one way for the DJ business. Now the music business, go on Spotify, Kevin Space Freeman 73. You'll see all my greatest, all my tracks. These are written and produced by me, okay? No one, I don't do ghostwriting, okay? Because no one can, you know, interpretate my emotions when I do these. So, you know, those are the two ways to you know, check me out. And also, like I said, the why segment. It's very important. Go on there, because every now and then, like I said, I put stuff on there that you go, really? That just happened. That just happened. So that's how it works, baby.
All right. No, that's great, man. On that note, everybody, I'm going to see if I can get my camera to work here. Nope. We're going to get it. Hey, there I am. All right, everybody. It only took me all episode to find this camera angle, but that's fine, right? So I hope everybody out there enjoys your Thursday. Have a great weekend. And as always, I will talk to you later. We'll be right back.